Good morning. It's 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about Braveheart events coming up, I have Executive Director Willa Moore. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, no rest for Braveheart.
Oh, plenty to do in our wonderful community.
But I'm glad to hear that you're not just having meetings and trainings. And how did that training go for the 4-Acre Group?
Oh, that was great. That was really fun. We were so grateful to everyone that attended. It was about 50 sit-ins for the three trainings, and I think everyone walked away feeling like they took something that they could use for their programs.
That's a good turnout. Also, what usually has a good turnout are banquets, and you have one coming up this Friday.
We do. This is actually my favorite banquet and Braveheart event of the year. It's this Friday we get to honor some of the volunteers that make such a huge difference. It's volunteers that run our programs. You know, we do coordination with the staff, but it's the volunteers that make the difference, so we get to honor some of them.
And how many volunteers in total, a guesstimate that you have?
Well, we have hundreds of volunteers, but they do very different things. So, for example, with our end-of-life programs, these are volunteers that have over 40 hours of training total, plus extras thrown in for, you know, cultural awareness. Well, that's part of the real training, but plus a lot of extra time spent with each volunteer to get to know them so that they're ready. For example, getting your background check, your TB test, everything that lets you go into the home of someone who could use services. So those volunteers, we have right around 50 right now that are active, and they do anything from spending the night or visiting for a couple hours at a time. It's really whatever the family needs. So those are the most highly trained volunteers. And then right now we have right around 70 weekly visitors. So that means people that go, volunteers that have over 9 hours of training that go into the homes of different community members for different reasons. For example, my family goes into the home of this wonderful woman who has been in Sitka for decades and decades, and my son brings in firewood, and we just, it's like a little holiday for me every weekend. So it's not volunteering, it's fun. So there's various reasons that different weekly volunteers go and spend a couple few hours with a person. It could be getting them into the community, so attending an event with someone that's isolated. It could be cooking a meal. It's really broad.
And you're going to honor all the volunteers, or are there some special ones that you're going to acknowledge?
There are some special ones. So the final category is our event volunteers, people that make our fundraisers possible, that do office work. And we're going to honor people from each group. But the 7 people that we're going to acknowledge this week are really people that have just gone so far above and beyond the normal call to action or the normal volunteerism. And so, if I may, I'll just go ahead and name those people.
Secret. Yeah.
No, we just started naming them. And so we have Elizabeth Faulkner, Dr. Julian Naylor, Tom Brown, Janie Hall, Jude Rice, Trish White, and Susan Padilla. And we're also going to be giving some additional special gifts of thanks to Liz Zacher and Robert Rose for outstanding contribution to Braveheart.
Well, that's great. And those are names that people know in the community. They've seen them around and about. And folks can attend this to support these folks this Friday, 5:30 to 9. Tickets are?
They're at Old Harbor Books or the Braveheart office. They're $30.
And not only do you get to see your friends and coworkers being honored, but there's also a keynote speaker.
There is. Yep. We have Brent Cunningham. He's going to tell his story of his experiences at the Boston Marathon and highlighting really the importance of selfless giving. There's what those small acts can do. And then we have live music with the Sullivans with Mike and Iko. And we have our wonderful MCs. We've got Ed Ronco and Rob Woolsey.
I don't know about those guys.
I know. But you should come anyway and just see what they do. I cannot wait to see. There's acts. There's all these things that they've been whispering about. So I'm pretty excited because I'm not in the loop at all on what they're planning.
Wow, so they're bringing their A game.
I think so.
So music, inspirational speeches. But really, what really draws people to a banquet is what are they going to eat?
We are having local salmon, and our caterer is Cole Cervantes, and he is going to put together a whole savory blend of local food and, of course, other great things. So, but the main dish is salmon.
That sounds delicious. And you do something a little bit differently. I know the banquets are usually quite large, probably like 200 mm-hmm. plus people. And there's always an incentive for bringing a group with you. I guess the tables are like 8 to 10 people.
Right.
Okay. So if I am going to bring 8 people, what's in it for me?
Well, if you would like to bring a group, so we call it reserving a table, and we have a couple tables left. So you just call Braveheart Volunteers for more information, and that's 747-4600. But for anyone who'd like to hear more now, the steps are very easy. You simply put together a group of 8, or you can bring 10 total. 10 is the top limit. And then what you do is the coordinator automatically is signed up for a free Alaska Airlines raffle for their name, their entry, because they're doing all the work to put it together. And then you also get a free bottle of wine and priority serving. So anyone who comes with a group gets those 3 things.
This is great because you're not just honoring volunteers for Braveheart. You're honoring folks who have the volunteer spirit to to coordinate their friends to come and support. That is brilliant. And it's Alaska Airlines.
Yeah, anywhere. It's 2 tickets.
Oh,
anywhere,
wow.
Alaska flies. So, and that raffle will end December 4th at our Braveheart Bulls event, but you'll be automatically entered for that.
Now, I know there might be some people who are just like, oh no, I'm going to meet 7 of my best friends there. Is there any sort of retroactive entry?
We've already done quite a bit of that, yes. If you let us know very soon, maybe I should make the deadline by the end of today, knowing Sitka. But just call Braveheart at 747-4600 and we will do our best.
That's very good. You will be rewarded for planning ahead.
Exactly.
And as a former event planner, I know that it is such peace of mind to know that your event is sold out.
Yes.
Before you start setting the tables. And how are you doing with ticket sales?
We're doing quite well. We still have a couple tables left, and I think there might be 24 tickets left for individual sales at Old Harbor Books. I haven't checked it today, but it was 24 last week left.
Table coordinators, we only need 3 of you.
Oh, yes.
To wrap this up. So Braveheart Banquet this Friday, 5:30 to 9 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. But you also have weekly, or I guess it's less than that, the Volunteer Care Luncheon that's happening Wednesday.
Right. Our Care Luncheon is caregiver education and support programming. And so what we do is we bring in experts in various fields. And this week, the presentation is going to be a group. It's called the Community Resources Panel. So we have experts from various fields. So if you're a caregiver or a healthcare provider or, you know, a professional volunteer, whatever it is, you'd like to know more about the resources in our community, this is a great one because we have each group each individual present on the services. So I'll be presenting on what Braveheart does, the scope of my services. And then what we do is open it up to the group for questions. So it's really, I always learn something new every time I attend. And it's free, open to the public, and there is lunch provided. And all of that is at the Braveheart Manager's House at noon this Wednesday.
Terrific. So go to the Volunteer Care Luncheon at noon this Wednesday and the Braveheart Banquet Friday at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.